The answer passed, penetrating and perfect truth, the seldom ever, even in 100,000 myriad thousands. Now we can see and hear, we can remember and accept it. I vow to make the Buddha's truth one with myself.
Amish the Buddha, Amish the Dharma, Amish the Sangha. During the ceremony that we're doing today, the celebrant, early in the ceremony, during the initial part of the Scripture of Great Wisdom, extinguishes one by one all the lights in the meditation hall, leaving just one light, I should say all but one, leaving one light still burning. That's the light in the Founder's Shrine. And of course, in the context of this ceremony, which is the celebration of the Buddhist parinirvana, it's talking about the fact that when the Buddha died, the light of his visible life disappeared. And then the light of his teaching continued onwards. So the lights are relit again from the light that's been left burning in the Founder's Shrine. But of course, on another level, it's talking about those periods in our life when there's a lot of gloom and doom, and it seems like the ability to look up is being seriously endangered. And what this ceremony is saying about those periods is that if we really look with care, and if we really turn within, we will recognize that there is a light that is inextinguishable. No matter what is going on around us or within us, no matter what is going on in the world, no matter what we ourselves are feeling, it's one of the great blessings of meditation properly done that it helps us keep that inextinguishable light in our peripheral vision while we go through very difficult circumstances. That inextinguishable light is the light of faith. And it is inextinguishable because it comes directly from the Buddha nature, which is itself unborn and undying. It's like a little fire that's always burning, and that when the conditions are right, it can catch other things around it on fire. Then the fire is a much bigger fire and is very evident. In other conditions, and these two conditions can be said to be right, everything goes cold around it, yet it continues to burn. And you might think of it as patiently waiting until there's material that comes close enough that's flammable to catch fire again. So the good things and the seemingly bad things in life come and go and alternate. But what doesn't come and go is that little flame. If there was just one reason to meditate, I think it would be, the very best reason would be, so that we never wholly lose sight of that little flame. In religion, people do various practices And sometimes people compare practices and argue about what's better, so on and so forth. But really, anything that we do that helps us not lose sight of that little spark of light in the darkness is helping us. It's funny that we can be in greater spiritual danger when things seem to be going our way and there seems to be plenty of light all around. Because then we can get complacent and forget the central and preeminent importance of that little flame in our life. When we recite the scripture on the immeasurable life of the Tathagata, which we will do today, once again, when the scripture talks about the Buddha making confused creatures not see him, lest they should become self-indulgent, really it's talking about this. One of the greatest blessings of human life is that it's not a heaven. And we get plenty of reminders that our life is impermanent and that there's plenty of pain in our existence. And this helps us keep in mind the importance of getting on with our spiritual work and not losing sight of that little spark of faith within our own heart. When properly nurtured, cared for, valued, treasured, that little spark can grow into a very great light of spiritual certainty and insight. All beings possess within themselves the potential for enlightenment. Yet at any one time there are few beings who fully realize their Buddha nature. This is the time of year when we start our spring training period. And although as we get older we can't do it at the same level of intensity that we did when we were younger, we need to remember that our time is precious and keep our focus on doing our training.